It's the last day of the Prini conference, but news directors and journalists alike were still attending breakout sessions. Today's focus was diversity in sources, hiring, and audiences. Michelle Johnson, the news director at WFYI in Indianapolis, was asked what diversity meant to her.
It means a lot of different things. It means a diversity of perspectives, life experience, where people live, race, class, gender, whether people grew up in a rural community or an urban one. It can mean a lot of different things depending on the context.
Keith Woods is the Vice President of Diversity in News and Operations at NPR in Washington, D.C. He was asked about challenges in the hiring process in regards to diversity.
Well, we have a couple. First of all, to bring racial and ethnic diversity, for example, to staffs, especially in public radio, one of our challenges is that the pipeline for bringing a more diverse group of folk into public radio is not very rich, and so we have to build that pipeline at one level. But we also have to prepare organizations to not only bring this new diversity into the organization, but to embrace it, to use it, to gain some benefit from who's in the room, and to include that voice, let that voice impact the organization. If you want people to stay, they have to feel valued. And if I'm going to feel valued, it's because you want what I bring to the table every day.
And finally, the diversity of listeners.
My name is Ben Trefney, and I am the news director at KALW in San Francisco. There's been a lot of talk about branching out beyond radio into social media. I mean, this is something that's maturing. It's been around for a while, but I think that there's more purposefulness around that idea because it's going to diversify the audiences to a younger demographic and also for a more diverse demographic.
During the session, Woods said 90% of NPR's Facebook audience is white. When Trefney asked him about that, Woods said the reason was because
you're not speaking to the people. If you're just kind of writing general social media, like in the same kind of voice that NPR or public radio in general is doing, you're going to be reaching the same kind of audience that NPR and public radio is reaching right now, which on radio, he had measurements, is 87% white. So it's actually really consistent. You're just using a different platform, but you're speaking in the same language, essentially.
From Salt Lake City, I'm Angela Nguyen with Prindy Press Corps.